What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our Seven Figure Fitness Business Podcasts. It's your host, Iggy Odigizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk about the importance of failure. Failure is not something that people talk about too much because it's kind of one of these things that a lot of people do not make any progress towards their goals because they're so damn afraid of failure. They're so afraid of looking stupid. They're so afraid of feeling inadequate. And I've been there 100%. In fact, I didn't start a business for a long time because I was so afraid of failure. I was afraid of disappointing the people that cared about me. I was afraid of people making fun of me. I was afraid of looking stupid. There's just so much fear around pursuing my dream and making that leap. Ate me up until I started really, like, I do a lot of studying and I do a lot of reading. Those of you guys don't know, I love reading the Bible and I love studying the Bible. And one of the things for me that really helped me overcome this was understanding the different tests that when he wants you to be successful. And one of the tests that I learned was the test of uncertainty. The test of uncertainty is designed to put you out of your comfort zone. It's designed to force you to take that leap of faith, to pursue the vision and to pursue your dreams and to pursue your ambition. And for a long time, I failed that test. Every time I had an idea to do something that I really wanted to pursue, there was just so much uncertainty. There's just so much fears. There's just so much doubt, all these different things. It was like, what if I failed? What if I messed up? What if it doesn't work out? And then I just wouldn't do it. And I kept failing that test of uncertainty until I decided, you know what? Screw it. F it. Like, either I can continue doing things the way that I'm doing, where I'm unhappy with the progress that I'm making in my life. I'm unhappy with how much money I make. I'm unhappy with just my situation in general, right? And I can watch other people continue to pursue their dreams and achieve success and sit on the sideline, or I can just put myself out there and just see what happens, right? And so I was going to make my first, like, up until this point, I hadn't really posted on social media about business at all. And my first post about business was in like 2017, and I was terrified to put it out there. I was terrified to put it out there that I was starting a business. Even though I'd been a personal trainer, training people in person, but I just never talked about it, right? I never talked about like my business or because I felt weird communicating it. And so I was terrified to put the post out to the point where, like, you know what? I can't publish it. Let me just schedule it to go out. So I was like, I pushed schedule and I was like, okay, all right, whatever. It's done. I'm not going to touch it. And it was crazy, the feeling that I experienced. Like, I was like, wow, like just doing that was so scary to me. But that was the first test of uncertainty that I was able to pass. And I was like, oh, that actually wasn't that bad. And the post got crickets anyways. Nobody really cared. And I was like, okay, well, nobody's looking out for me anyways. Like, nobody's checking for me. Nobody said anything. I was like, okay, cool. So I started trying to do organic and trying to reach out to people. And to the point where, like, I just kept getting no after no after no after no after no after no. I probably got like 100 no's when I first started my first online business. And my first client that I got in my online business was actually a guy who lived in the same apartment complex as me. I just happened to run into him at the gym, at the small tiny gym in the apartment. And then he was like, holy shit, dude, you look like a freaking Greek god. Like, what do you do? So I connected with them. And then I sold them on my first online fitness package for $1,500, paid it in full. And then I never saw him again after that. But he went through the program. And then like 12 weeks, like 30 days later, he shoots me a text. He's like, dude, holy shit, I'm down like 20 pounds. I feel like incredible. And then like after the 12 weeks, he had a six pack for the first time in his entire life. And he was 58 years old. And that was when everything kind of clicked for him. It was like, it was worth the effort. It was worth the fear. It was worth the doubt. It was worth failing so many times. I made a lot of mistakes leading up to getting my first client. But before I started, I was like, you know what? I'm going to commit to doing this for at least 5 years. And if I can't figure it out in 5 years, then it just wasn't meant to be. But for me, I was like, it would be unreasonable for me. Like, if I really committed to doing this and give it my all, it'd be very unreasonable for me to not be able to figure out how to get success in this thing after 5 years if I'm doing the right things. All right. And so being okay with failure, I want to give you permission to fail forward. Make a lot of mistakes, you know, learn from your mistakes, and keep trying. And so one of the things I'm grateful I learned earlier on, I started playing with earlier on, was actually paid traffic. I hired mentors to teach me paid traffic, and you know, I learned the basics, but I never really learned like in depth from any of them how to do this at a high level, right? So I had to study and look at what other people were doing and join different communities dedicated to this. But failure is what leads to success. And I had to redefine what failure was so that I no longer became afraid of failing. Because for me, failure, true failure, in my opinion, and the way that I define failure, is giving up. It's quitting without exhausting all possibilities. So for me, if I learned from my mistake, it wasn't a failure. If I persevere, wasn't a failure. And if I actually started, it wasn't a failure. So the only way that I'm able to fail right now, the way that I define it, is if I don't pursue something that I really wanted to pursue. If I have a vision for, you know, what I want to do with the business or whatever it is, if I'm afraid to pursue it because of failure, then I failed. But if I pursue it and then it doesn't work out, it just didn't work out. I didn't fail because I at least pursued it. And then if I learned from it, then it really wasn't, then it was a success, because now I'm learning something that I can apply to my next situation. And if I persevered and I actually saw it through to the end, then it wasn't failed. Then I didn't fail. So redefining that for me has completely changed the way that I approach business. And if you see my history, like you've seen, like I'm not afraid to pursue new things. I'm not afraid to try new things. I'm not afraid to put myself out there and pursue passion. I still do the crypto thing on the side. I just don't go about teaching people about it, because I realized after pursuing it and getting some clients there and starting to build that out, I was like, you know what? I actually don't want to have to teach people this. I'd rather just do it myself and manage the few accounts that I have and keep that between me and the few people that are in that world. So pursue something completely new that I had a natural knack for. Started seeing some traction and realized, you know, not necessarily for me right now. Might be for me down the line, but not on a mass scale right now. And same thing with like real estate and just lots of different ventures. A lot of you are too afraid of looking stupid. And if you just let go of your ego and realize that nobody gives a damn, and two, that you're going to look stupid anyways when you're doing something for the first time, and you just give yourself permission to just look like an absolute buffoon, you'd start more projects, you pursue more of your dreams, and you'd start failing forward much faster than you would have if you just hung on to this idea of trying to look perfect to the world. I let go of that idea a long time ago, and it has served me very, very well. So I hope this video, this message serves you well and gives you permission to make an absolute fool of yourself as you're trying new things, because you don't know what you don't know. And there's nothing wrong with putting yourself out there, failing a few times to success. Hope to catch you next one. Deuces.